Thank you much, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture on this Thursday, a federal holiday. So markets are closed today, a reminder that there will be no market reports. Markets on the tens just won't happen today. Markets will reopen this evening and full trade day tomorrow. But right now it's time for market commentary. Dave Spickler of Lighthouse Commodities on Wednesday's markets.
I think, yeah, basically a series of weather stories here for wheat. And I think the news today, the Russian ag agency, if you will, declared a few more regions of their country as drought regions, eligible for drought relief and whatnot. This is in response to just lingering dryness over there. So you got this dryness in the Canadian prairies, this dryness in Montana, this dryness in the Black Sea region, and the market's paying attention to all that. And then parallel to that, you had rallied a week ago Friday up into a high, spent 5 or 6 days failing to get through that, and then you finally got through that overnight. So you had some really good buying momentum as you took out resistance on the heels of this Russian announcement, and you still have pretty good structural support for all grains right now on the demand side. You've had really strong wheat export sales. You had bullish WASDE report for wheat. On the biofuels front, you have the renewable volume obligation story. The Iran-Israel conflict is supportive to oil, which is supportive to grains. A weaker dollar. You've got a few of these things also just helping all grains in general. You're sure not trading real supportive weather yet for row crops. That's not what this story has been at all yet. And actually, some of this heat with how well watered the Corn Belt is probably actually a good thing in the short term. The next 2 week forecast doesn't look super bullish for grains. As you get out into July, there's at least a chance that we're trading supportive weather. Those longer term models actually call for precip across the Corn Belt to fall off pretty dramatically, and with slightly above average temps and whatnot. Really? So that's the linchpin in all this. You've got some demand stories here that'll allow grains to keep moving higher, but you really need a truly supportive Corn Belt weather forecast, and we don't have that just yet, but we can see the makings of it as we look out into July here. The one word that comes up a lot in our calls with clients this year in particular, just average, kind of just average crops. There's been some good and some bad, but average corn stands, average development. The wheat crop, even though it's well watered in North Dakota, there was some nitrogen leaching, etc. Soybeans always look kind of a little rough early at this stage and whatnot. So I think nobody's running away bragging about their crops yet, but it's certainly not bad. The biggest thing though up north here is we just need heat. We're just really far behind on this corn crop. To generalize very much on a brief radio interview like this, there's a lot of nuance in the individual marketing plan, but you're definitely at levels that support making some kind of soybean sale here. Your highest prices since last October, and then you also have the largest carry ever for this time of year out into new crops. So you've got July at 26 soybeans up over $11 now, and that's not a bad place to make some kind of sale here, and that aligns with our analytics and whatnot. As with all marketing things, it should be incremental discipline sales, because there's a lot of potentially bullish news for soybeans to digest yet. But you're definitely at a spot here that works to make a sale for sure.
From Martinson Ag Risk Management, Amy Ryan.
Wheat was the big star today. We had wheat up like 25 cents in Chicago. Some of that is due to, of course, we had rains in the U.S. Southern Plains that was delaying harvest. Now there's a bunch of heat coming that's probably going to deteriorate the crop that is in the field, so that's really adding some support today. And of course, all the situation going on in the Mideast, we do move a lot of grain, especially wheat, to that part of the world. Corn and soybeans, though, same thing. We're looking forward to that heat for the crop that's coming in, but you know, the worry is there, we'll get too much of it and we won't get rain again.
And on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon, Darren Fry of Water Street Solutions.
Funds are short. That was short covering today, and now they get a nice holiday, Juneteenth, to think about their positions before we wrap up Friday here. But I really have wheat going up another 40, 50 cents before we see a pullback. So I'm looking up in all the classes. Minneapolis and Chicago should be a little stronger from a fundamental standpoint, because Kansas City hard red should have a pretty decent carry out, almost double, if not a little bit more than double, than we had 3 years ago. But yet it was really the first one to break out over the June 9th high. and it looks solid. It closed near its highs. All these markets almost had shaven tops. So on a candlestick chart, they look strong.
And there you have market analysis from yesterday's activity. No action today, the Juneteenth holiday. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the weather forecast.